Thinking about losing weight? Who isn't? There's a new weight loss medication now available to you called Zepbound, Zepbound. And apparently it's even easier to access, especially if you do not have insurance coverage. Hartford Healthcare, a medical weight loss doctor, Dr. Joseph St. Pierre, is back on the show with Hartford Healthcare Digestive Health Institute. Good morning, Dr. St. Pierre. As a medical weight loss doctor, can you tell us your initial thoughts on Zepbound?
Hi, good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me back. Zepbound, what a great medication. It's probably the best weight loss medication on the market right now. It's shown to be about 5% more effective on the highest dose when you look at the evidence-based medicine for weight loss compared to Wegovy.
What about Ozempic? I feel like that was always like the gold standard. It's better than Ozempic?
Oh, absolutely. What's great is, you know, with all the big hoopla that has happened with Ozempic over the last year and a half, 2 years, Ozempic is FDA approved for type 2 diabetes. They did run a clinical trial called the STEP trial that did get Ozempic FDA approved for weight loss. They use it as a brand as Wegovy. Why they did that, that's up to the pharmaceutical company to explain the difference, but they actually turn out to be the same medication. There's a whole slew of these Wegovy commercials up on TV. You see them constantly now.
Okay, so what makes Zepbound so much better?
This is such a great question. The differences between that and previous injectable weight loss meds is actually a second molecule, whereas Wegovy and Ozempic, they have this GLP-1RA receptor, which is technically called glucagon-like peptide agonist. This actually has a second. It's actually a combo. The combo is called GIP, which is called glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide. But basically, it's a little fancy term for it has an additional molecule in there to kind of help the insulin and the glucagon balance your body better for weight loss.
Wow. So you don't have to. So, you know, one of the biggest concerns, Dr. St. Pierre, I believe one of the last times we talked about this, one of the biggest concerns when we looked at Ozempic, for example, or Wegovy, was that, again, they were initially made for type 2 diabetics. They really weren't a weight loss drug, but it sounds like Zepbound was really geared or tailored towards people who specifically just want to lose weight, whether or not they have diabetes. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, so this is actually really interesting because there's a pattern that has kind of developed with these medications, right? So you had Ozempic initially, and then they ran the trial, and then they got Wegovy approved. Well, they did the same thing with Zepbound, tirzepatide. It actually started out as another medication called Mounjaro. So Mounjaro is a very famous diabetes medication that came out after Ozempic. And so they went and they ran the clinical trial on it called SURMOUNT-1, and that showed the greater weight loss. And they went this past November, got it FDA approved for weight loss, and here we are today.
So we have Dr. Joseph St. Pierre here, and we've had Dr. St. Pierre on the show before. He's a bariatric medicine and medical weight loss doctor for Hartford Healthcare Digestive Health Institute. And we're talking about this brand new medication. It is now available, Dr. St. Pierre, like people could get it today if they wanted to?
It is. There's a lot of availability issues that are going on with the medication because of how popular it's been, but it is available today.
Okay, so again, Zepbound was created by Eli Lilly, the maker of Zepbound, again, is saying that you can actually, you know, consumers can get the weight loss drug directly through the company's direct pharmacy, Lilly Direct. Do you still need a doctor's prescription to get it?
Yeah, you do. You actually do need to get a prescription from a provider. It's actually a really unique program that they're offering because initially when it was announced last week, I was very, very cautiously optimistic and excited because, you know, you look at the price points for the 2.5 milligram dose, the starter dose, they were going to offer it just with the vials for $3.99. And I thought, wow, this is like a 60% discount off the retail just to not have the auto-injecting pen. But then the price really jumps the next dose up to about $5.49. And what's really interesting here is when you look at the trial for weight loss, they actually trialed the weight, your actual weight loss on three different doses. The first one was 5 milligrams, next was 10, the next was 15 milligrams. So the 2.5 milligram dose wasn't even really trialed in the clinical trial for weight loss. Mm. So it's really interesting. They're offering the starter dose at a substantially more discounted rate, But the expectation is you're likely going to go up to the next dose. So I was cautiously optimistic about it. I was hoping it was going to begin to drive the price of these medications down between this and Wegovy. But now I think they're more kind of focused on going at the compounding crowd.
Do you think at all, Dr. St. Pierre, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate here, do you think the reason they offer, you know, a 2.5 milligram dose, do you think it's for people who maybe only need to lose 10, 15 pounds, or maybe they don't want to get as sick? I know one of the biggest issues with Ozempic, for example, just to, you know, throw a name out there, was that people were getting super nauseous, you know, week after week doing the dosage, and they just would quit, basically, because they couldn't stand, you know, that small period, that window of needing to deal with feeling sick over the medication.
Yeah, absolutely. That starter dose is almost strictly designed to see if you're going to have any severe or serious side effects of the medication. It really can be a harsh molecule on the body. From my personal experience within my practice, I find the side effect profile to be a little bit better than Ozempic. I think it's that GIP molecule that seems to temper some of it, but make no mistake, the side effects are still there and they're very real.
So, again, Dr. St. Pierre, if I have this correct, if you want to stick with the 5-milligram dose, that's a one-month supply, which is sort of the standard, and that's what they tested and they know to be effective, you're looking at still paying out-of-pocket $550 around there.
Yeah, that's right. It's still a tremendous amount of money.
It's a lot of money. Are there, do you know if there's like payment plan options? Because I know, like, you're saying that we don't need to have insurance and, like, okay, great. But at the same time, maybe people are thinking, well, gee, maybe I'd rather bill this through insurance. I mean, that's become very tricky as well. I just know from having family who work in health insurance and people trying to get this coverage for weight loss, claiming they could be pre-diabetic. It's a whole thing. That's a whole other conversation. But $550, I mean, are they offering payment plans for this, or is it you have to give it, you know, right then and there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm not 100% sure because I haven't gone through the full process on their site to be able to get it. But I think that off the top of my head, there's probably some type of payment plan option, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Because I know, you know,
I know a lot of the, I'm sorry, I cut you off there. I know a lot of the other, when you see a lot of these other telehealth, you know, weight loss programs, I know a few of them offer like 1 year, 12-month in advance payment options that get compounded molecules of these meds. So I wouldn't be surprised if Lilly directed something very similar.
Interesting. Yeah, that's exactly what I was actually going to say, is there are some of these health clinics that are doing a similar brand of this weight loss medication, and they do it on a weekly. So it's like you're paying for the medication that day, and then you come in every week for a month, and you're paying per shot. So it's like $100 a week or whatever the case may be. I've seen people do that, so I am wondering if they do like a payment plan with this. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty good jump that I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
We're talking about this new drug, a weight loss drug called Zepbound, and late last month it was announced that Eli Lilly was launching this on the marketplace. It's going to cost you for a month's supply for the 5 milligram, which is really the recommended dose that would work for effective weight loss. It's going to cost you about $550, but you don't need insurance to cover it, and it's pretty easy to access, it sounds like, and you do need a doctor's note, but that's become very easy as well. Dr. St. Pierre, here's my question. What's the catch? And I say that in the most respectful way, I hope you know. But remember when Ozempic became the new craze and we heard about all of the aftermath or the side effects? And forgive me for those parents out there who are saying, Melissa, don't use that word, but like Ozempic buttocks. Do we remember that? You know, and the droopy face and the saggy skin and stuff. And I understand that's when you have excessive weight loss and people aren't, you know, still keeping up with toning their bodies, all that. But there were a lot of, it sounded like, significant potential serious side effects, you know, gastrointestinal issues, vision problems, kidney problems. I mean, there were a lot of things that people were sounding the alarm about. So I don't know how much truth there is still to that, but I'm curious, you know, what's the catch with Zepbound? Because other than, you know, saving up money to get that $550 for a month's supply of this, I'm not seeing the downside here. I would think all of America would want this.
This is such a great question. You're absolutely right. I mean, the side effects of these medications are all these injectable medications, these GLP-1s, all have a very similar side effect profile, right? You're always looking at kidney function, you're looking at liver function. You're making blood sugar doesn't drop precipitously, all those things of that nature. You know, with eating less food, which ultimately leads to the weight loss, that could also lead to dehydration. A lot of people ending up in the emergency department needing liters of IV fluid to be put back in their body because of just no drive to drink water because they're just eating a lot less too. So all of those side effects, are still very much prevalent even with tirzepatide. But I think what's really the real catch on all these meds is the long-term use.
Yes, that was my second question.
I can't emphasize this enough, right? There's been plenty of research data out there to talk about how, you know, if you stop, you know, semaglutide in a year or too soon, two-thirds of the weight comes back in a year. And I've even seen it in my own practice. And it's a lot of times, you know, people stop the medication due to severe side effects, but insurance changes, coverage changes, people do go to new employers and a new employer doesn't cover the medication and they lose access to these meds. I've seen a lot of different scenarios indirectly where patients lose access to the medication and they gain that weight back, and it's sometimes plus. That's the catch in all these meds. When you really begin to think about these meds, you're really thinking about long-term use. You're starting to think about that shift of you're thinking about weight loss as elevated blood pressure. When you go on blood pressure meds, typically you kind of go on and stay on unless something significantly changes. So you're kind of starting to think about that a little bit more with these meds for long-term use.
But see, that's the problem. So, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's almost like the elite is really the only one who can benefit from this, at least with this current model, because who in the world has $550 just to throw towards weight loss medication for life, a month? That's incredible. That's a lot of money that you're throwing towards weight loss medication just to maintain, you know, granted. I mean, I have friends and even colleagues who have used Ozempic, and I mean, you're looking at it. They are proof that it works. It's beautiful. But when you ask them, you know, how do you maintain this? Well, they've got to be on it for life. And I'm thinking, you're in your 40s. What do you mean you have to be on it for life? It's a long time you're talking about being on this medication. And sometimes the bigger fear is how in the world do you afford it? Because you're right. I think even just in the last couple of years, health insurance, I think carriers are going to catch up and say, you know what, just because you're pre-diabetic does not mean we're going to cover this medication. I fear that more and more people who are trying to use it, claiming it's for pre-diabetic, you know, use, they're not going to get the coverage, and you're going to have to pay more and more out of pocket for this. And it's a lot of money, a lot of money.
Yeah, that's actually already happened. Everything that you just said right there has actually already happened within the past year with insurers. It's because of the cost of the medication, right? The medication at retail is, you know, $1,200, $1,300 a month. I mean, we're now in a situation with these medications currently where it's actually cheaper to go have bariatric surgery. That's hard to wrap your head around. It's cheaper to go have bariatric surgery than to pay for these meds long term. I do think that if these medications do manage to get 50% cheaper in retail, I think that starts to begin to shift some of the economics on it.
Yeah, now that's a different story. Absolutely. If you're talking about people dropping $250 a month, absolutely. I mean, no question. But I think when you're talking about half a grand just a month, that adds up very quickly. And it's a lot of money. Especially when
it's
you talk about
money,
it. Again,
for sure.
When you talk about this is for life, I think that has to be the headline. Like, yes, we found, you know, the weight loss drug that'll work, but you're on it for life if you want it to work long term. That's a big deal. Big deal.
That's what I was kind of hoping this Lilly Direct was going to do, would be to drive down the retail price. Maybe the other competing company would kind of dive in there and they would offer an alternative. That's what I'm hoping is going to happen, but I'm not 100% sure we're going to see that quite yet with this model of what's being set up.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. In the meantime, exciting, though. We keep moving towards more and more solutions when it comes to weight loss, because we do know in America we struggle with it. And so, Dr. St. Pierre, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this in-depth Zepbound. Pretty exciting stuff. A huge announcement from Eli Lilly just last month. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. And again, Dr. Joseph St. Pierre with Hartford HealthCare's Digestive Health Institute. He specializes in bariatric medicine and medical weight loss here on